The Tony Award-winning musical Come From Away, directed by Christopher Ashley and music and book by Irene Sankoff and David Hine, opened yesterday afternoon at the Elgin Theatre, where the show will be running until June 30th. Several of the real-life Newfoundlanders and Come From Aways were in Toronto for this reopening. Kevin Turf was on one of those planes that was grounded in Gander during the fateful week of September 11, 2001. Kevin has written a book, Channel of Peace, about his experience. Kevin joins us this morning to talk about it, along with Jeff Madden, the guy who plays the role of Kevin. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Kevin, I love the plaid suit you wore yesterday. Red plaid, it really just...
I am indeed the gay lumberjack. I'm owning that.
It was really fabulous. Yeah. Kudos to you. Now, Kevin, take us through the process that inspired you to write Channel of Peace. You had discontent inside.
Sure. Well, being there, witnessing such tremendous acts of compassion from the people of Gander, you know, the reason that Gander was chosen to write this musical, there were people all across Canada that were helping people on stranded planes on September 11th. But when you have 9,000 people and you get 6,500 refugees from 90 countries and everybody steps up, that's what's amazing.
And 38 planes.
Right. Oh. So I was on the fourth of the 38 planes that landed. But so what happened to me really touched and changed my life. And I call it the ripple effects of compassion. Their compassion started two waves. One was something that I started a year later called Pay It Forward 9/11. There's one brief mention, one line that Jeff says. He says, on every September 11th, I give out $100 bills to my staff to do random acts of kindness. And that's true. And so in my book, I've got the best of 15 years of stories of what people did with that money. And for our staff, it was life-changing. They buy somebody a coffee or, you know, fix somebody's flat tire, and they couldn't believe how these simple things really made an impact. And it's sort of, so the reason I wrote the book was because people saw the show, and they said, why have I never heard it, in America especially, why have I never heard of this 9/11 story? I've only heard the bad things.
Right.
And I want more stories, so that's why I wrote the book.
I got to ask you, Jeff, what's it like playing a character? I mean, here he is sitting right beside you. Had you guys met before you took on this role?
Yeah. It is amazing. I'm very fortunate that I get to do this for a living now. Kevin and I did meet a couple years ago. I was teaching at Sheridan College. A musical theater program there is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's the place where this show actually came to life,
right,
in the workshop process. And anyway, so Kevin was doing a tour talking about his book, and we had met. And I just watched him speak to a room. I pick up on his energy and he's just a great guy, and he lives what he says. And so I actually, you probably don't know this, but I recorded him speaking a little bit.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I just surreptitiously recorded you,
all right,
just so I could kind of pick up on your on the way you speak. Anyway, so it's a delight to play this role and be a part of the show.
And does he nail it? Does he nail you?
Absolutely.
All right.
He's spot on.
The one thing that I loved many things about the show. It's an extraordinary show and deserves all its accolades. But Kevin, the one thing I enjoyed, that you seem to embrace every second from the get-go. And you were the complete opposite of your partner. And it was so powerful that you were so ready to open up your heart to the experience of Newfoundland.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I still to this day, I look at how they treated me as a stranger. And now it's inspired me. The next ripple effect of compassion is that I'm now involved in helping immigrants and refugees coming to the United States through my church. And I'm a volunteer. There's a man who we send people to jail in the United States when they come, and into detention centers. And so now I'm involved in helping with that. But that's because in Gander, and the thing about Gander is that it wasn't just a 9/11 thing when they were compassionate. When we went back with the company and cast to do the first show they were ever going to do and show these locals the show.
Hmm.
They did it in the town hockey rink, the world's largest walk-in refrigerator.
Which was the refrigerator.
they you know, there were, the cast was nervous, like, are we going to get it right? Are we going to get the accents? Are we going to be authentic?
Sure.
And the people in the audience, they jumped to their feet 10 minutes before it was over. I mean, they gave it the blessing they needed.
Wow.
But on that same trip, the man who was the head of the shelter where we stayed at the College North Atlantic, he picked me up to take me to back to a dinner party at his house. And then on the way, we stopped at this tiny little place. He said, I have to do an errand. I said, what are we doing? He said, well, my church, we've adopted a Syrian refugee family. And within 5 minutes, I'm talking to a family that's just arrived, like a few weeks before.
Wow.
And I got so choked up. And I'm talking English to Arabic through Google Translate. And I said, you're going to be okay here. I know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Just wonderful.
Right?
A very powerful experience. The whole thing, how and what has happened as a result of 9/11, the positive things that have come from that. Very powerful.
And that's the amazing thing that David and Irene, excuse me, were able to do when they went to Newfoundland and they talked to people like Kevin who had been stranded there, but also all the locals. And they somehow managed to take all those stories mm-hmm. from all those people, like hundreds of people, thousands of people, and craft them into a piece of musical theater that is so moving but moves at such a breakneck pace. Like it's over in 100 minutes, but you've been on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And the emotions that come out from seeing the show, it's amazing. Mm. People with tears pouring out of their eyes, but with a smile from ear to ear on mm-hmm. their face. Every show, it's
emotionally,
incredible.
It's so that's huge.
What is it like emotionally for you, though, as an actor on stage? Do you feed off that?
Yeah, sure. But all I feel is gratitude, really. I mean, these kinds of shows don't get created very often. Mm. But then for a Canadian show to be written by a couple, you know, who are even younger than I am, who live in this city, who can could create something that will live. Like this, we're breaking records here with the show. Like this is going to be a historical piece of theater, a part of our culture for years, decades to come, I think.
And Jeff, you really do deserve to play this role. You've had such a fabulous experience, musical experience. Your career's tremendous.
Thank you.
You were in Jersey Boys and you were just spectacular singing. And in this production, you sing a solo called The Hymn.
Yeah.
And it's St. Francis of Assisi. And it is so deeply touching. And you sing it beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You thoroughly deserve this role. Yeah. Kevin, it must be such an honor for you to have Jeff singing.
Absolutely.
This role.
And he's got a spectacular voice.
Doesn't
and
he?
I every time I hear that song, I get choked up because it's actually not made up. That song went through my head, and I talk about it in the book, that actually didn't happen in Gander. It happened, our plane, Kevin and I, we got sent back to Paris because they only opened airspace for U.S. planes, and we got put in a 2-star flea bag hotel with no food. We should have just stayed with the nice people in Gander.
Yeah.
And so that was, it was a, you know, really surreal experience. Now, since you're a classical music station, I want you to know that the Prayer of St. Francis, it was actually the John Rutter version that was
just beautiful.
Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace.
Oh, yeah.
That the other Kevin and I were in a civic chorus in Austin, Texas. That's where we lived. And so when I went back to Paris and I left Notre Dame, where they were having a mass in France and for Americans. And again, I said, God, would we in America, if there was a terrorist attack in France, would we all rush down to church and pray for them? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so anyway, I walk out of there. We had sung that song, and it was going through my head. But I never told anybody. I never went back and mentioned, hey, I had this song. I'm thinking about this song. I never remember telling David and Irene that. Mm-hmm. And so the first time I saw it, I was like, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
I never told anybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was such a powerful moment right from the get-go. The Come From Away, it's the song. It's unbelievable. What is also impactful is the choreography. The dancing is amazing. I have to give full credit to Kristen Peace for taking you through that. And the powerful rhythm of the song is just amazing.
Yeah, the way the creators have put it all together, it's like magic. I mean, you just feel it. You can't really describe it. I think that when people sit there in that theater and they see it, it's like all the senses just kind of get turned on at the time. And it just makes you feel these most amazing emotions. And it's the human experience in front of you. And Oh, man, it's like I said, it's a gift. So
wow, it is a gift, isn't it? Well, it's been a gift to have you both in today.
Thank you.
And thank you for your wonderful performing and for your wonderful experience, Kevin. It's just fabulous. We've been talking to Kevin Turf and actor-singer Jeff Madden about Kevin's new book, Channel of Peace, and the opening of Come From Away. Now, it's on until June 30th at the Elgin Theatre. For tickets, call 416-872-1212 or go to mervish.com.